Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? Why buying another water bottle will not make you drink more water.
Let's get into it, okay? I have a confession. I have 8 water bottles in my apartment right now. 8. And I am about to tell you what is inside exactly 2 of them.
2 out of 8. That is 25%. Failing grade.
Failing grade. And here is the thing, Leo. I bought all 8 of them, thinking this one is going to change everything. This one is going to make me drink water like a normal human. And here we are.
Which two have water?
So, there is the green one I got last summer. It has a little bamboo lid. It is on my desk at work. It might have water in it. Old water. I do not want to look too closely.
3-day old water.
3-day old water, give or take. And then there is a clear plastic one in my kitchen. It is sort of, quote, decorative. I have used it twice. Both times were because someone came over and I needed a quick prop.
A prop.
Like a stage prop. I forgot I owned it. But if a friend is in the kitchen, I remember, oh yes, I drink water. Here is my water bottle. Look at me being a healthy person.
That is performance hydration.
And the other 6, Leo, in a drawer, in a cupboard, in a bag I have not opened since I moved. One of them has a sticker from a conference I went to in 2023. I do not even remember the conference.
A 2023 sticker.
And every time I see one of them, I have this little voice. The voice says, Mia, you are the kind of person who owns a water bottle. You are basically already hydrated. Same person.
The voice is doing a lot of work.
And honestly, I do not want to know how many glasses I actually drink. My best guess is 2, maybe 3. If we count the water I use to take my vitamins.
If we count the vitamin water,
which I do not think counts. And the worst part is I keep buying new ones. Last month, I saw a pretty blue one online. It had a little straw. I added it to my cart. I almost bought it. I caught myself, but only barely.
Almost hydration.
And I think the problem is, somewhere in my head, I have this idea. The idea is the next bottle will fix it. The next bottle will be the one I actually use. The next bottle is the magic bottle. And I have been waiting for the magic bottle for about 4 years.
4 years of waiting.
And I think a lot of us are doing this, not just with water bottles, with notebooks, with apps, with that one perfect coffee mug. We keep buying the thing we think will turn us into the kind of person who does the thing. And the thing is, we already are that kind of person. We just are not doing the thing yet.
The cup is not the problem.
The cup is never the problem. The cup is a small, beautiful lie I keep telling myself.
Okay. I have to ask, what made you finally notice this?
What made me finally notice? So, my friend Jess, you have heard me talk about Jess.
Jess. Yes.
Jess came over last weekend. We were on the couch. She asked for a glass of water. And I went to the kitchen and I stood in front of the cupboard for a full minute, just standing there, looking at cups.
A full minute in front of the cupboard.
And Jess, who is very honest, said, Mia, why do you have so many cups?
And what did you say?
And I said, well, this one is for tea. This one is for cold drinks. This one is for the gym. I was making up reasons, and then I ran out, and I just stood there with no story for the blue one.
The blue one had no story.
The blue one had no story. And Jess said, Mia, just give me the green one with the chip in it. So I gave her the green one and she drank from it. And I thought, oh, the cup I use every day is the cup I do not even know I have. It is not beautiful. It is not new. It is a chipped green mug from a brand I cannot pronounce. I have had it for 6 years. It is the only cup I actually use, and I have never once bought a replacement because I do not need to. It just is the cup.
The chipped green mug.
The chipped green mug. Huh. And I think this is the thing, Leo. The new cup is not really a cup. It is a small hope. I buy it, and for a moment, I get to be the person who drinks water, the person who has a routine. And then the new cup goes in the drawer, and I go back to the green one, and the green one just needs to be there.
The green one is the real answer.
The green one is the real answer. And honestly, this is not just about cups. I have 3 notebooks on my desk. I write in one. I have 2 meditation apps. I use 0 of them. I have 4 pens in my bag. I write with 1.
The other 3 are just friends.
The other 3 are just friends. They keep each other company in the pen cup. They are doing fine. They are not hurting anyone. But they are not helping either.
Backup pens.
Backup pens. And the twist, Leo, the next cup will not fix it. The next app will not fix it. The next notebook will not fix it. The only thing that will fix it is the small, boring thing I am already doing.
The small, boring thing.
The small, boring thing, which for me is putting the green mug next to the kettle at night. So in the morning, I pour water into the green mug before I do anything else. That is the whole habit, a chipped mug and a kettle.
And a kettle.
And a kettle. That is the entire health plan, Leo. A chipped mug and a kettle. You would think I could come up with something better after 8 water bottles.
Okay, I have one. So at work, there is a guy on my team, big water bottle guy, 2-liter bottle. He refills it 3 times a day. He has a chart. He tracks his intake in a spreadsheet. He is very, very proud of his spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet for water.
A spreadsheet for water, and I asked him once, do you actually like water? And he looked at me like I had asked a strange question. He said, it does not matter if I like it. It is in the spreadsheet.
It is in the spreadsheet.
It is in the spreadsheet. And the thing is, Dan, that is not his name, has hit his hydration goal every day for 6 months. He is on paper, a much more hydrated person than I am. And I think he is also less happy because every glass is a number. Every number is a metric. Every metric is a small report card.
Hydration as homework.
Hydration as homework. I am not saying the spreadsheet is bad. For him, it works. The chart is what makes him drink. I get it, but for me, the chart would be the thing that makes me quit. I have enough things to be graded on already.
Enough grades already.
Enough grades already. So the question I have for you, Mia, is the answer the green mug or the spreadsheet or something else entirely?
Honestly. The answer is whichever one you will still be doing in 6 months. If you are the green mug type, get the green mug out. If you are the spreadsheet type, make the spreadsheet. But the moment it starts feeling like a job, throw it out. Throw it in the drawer with the other 7 water bottles.
Throw it in the drawer.
Throw it in the drawer. That is my whole hydration philosophy, which is admittedly not a philosophy. It is just drink water if you remember, and stop buying bottles. Okay, before we wrap, vocab time. Today's theme is water, or more honestly, today's theme is small habits we keep buying the equipment for and never quite starting.
Sneaky English.
Sneaky English. 8 words today. All of them are words you would actually use if you wanted to talk about this in real life. So if you have a notebook, grab it. Or just listen twice. That works too.
Listen twice.
Listen twice. Word 1. To stay hydrated, to drink enough water. The opposite is dehydrated, which sounds like a science word, but really just means you did not drink enough. I try, but most days I forget until 4 p.m.
Word 2. A water bottle. A bottle you carry around with water in it. Some people have a fancy water bottle. Some people have a chipped mug. Both count. A water bottle does not have to be beautiful. It just has to be the one you actually use.
Word 3. To refill. To fill something up again. When your water bottle is empty, you refill it. I refill mine twice a day. I should refill it 4 times. The word is also used for coffee. Can I get a refill on my coffee?
Word 4. To sip. To drink a little bit at a time. The opposite is to chug, which is to drink the whole thing very fast. I sip water all afternoon. Sipping is the gentle way. Chugging is the Tuesday morning way.
Word 5. To track. To write down or record something so you can see it over time. I track my steps. I track my spending. I do not track my water, because the moment I track it, I will stop wanting to do it. Great for some people. Poison for others.
Word 6. A habit. Something you do regularly, often without thinking. Brushing your teeth is a habit. Checking your phone the moment you wake up is also a habit. Good habits feel invisible. Bad habits also feel invisible. That is the trick.
Word 7. A reminder. A small note, a sound, or a message that tells you to do something. My reminder says, drink water. I have had it for 2 years. I ignore it 9 times out of 10. But the one time I listen, I drink a glass, slowly.
Word 8. Lukewarm. A temperature that is not hot and not cold, just kind of in the middle. The opposite is either piping hot or ice cold. I only drink lukewarm water, which is a controversial opinion in my family. My mom thinks lukewarm water is a sign of a person who has given up.
Lukewarm water, in her opinion, is a sign of a person who has given up.
In her opinion, yes. The only valid water temperature is either boiling or freezing. Anything else is a small surrender.
A small surrender. Quick recap, because they all connect. You want to stay hydrated, you grab a water bottle, you refill it, you sip, you track, or you do not track. You set a reminder, or you put the mug by the kettle, it becomes a habit. The water is lukewarm, or cold, or hot, whatever. You drink it.
One paragraph, 8 words.
One paragraph, 8 words. Quick example, Leo. One sentence using 4 of them.
I refilled my water bottle, set a reminder, and tried to make sipping water a habit, even if it is lukewarm.
That is the sentence of the evening.
That is my entire hydration plan in one sentence.
That sentence is also the entire wellness industry in one sentence. Okay, real talk. What do we actually do about the 8 water bottles? Because we do not want to leave people with another 8-step plan.
No, we want to leave them with 1 or 2.
1 or 2. Tip number 1. Stop buying the new thing. That is it. That is the tip. The new water bottle is not the answer. The new app is not the answer. The new notebook is not the answer. The thing you already have is closer to the answer than anything you can buy.
Stop buying.
Stop buying. Tip number 2. Find the version of the habit that is invisible. For me, it is putting the green mug by the kettle. No chart, no streak, no app. The mug is just there in the morning, and I pour water into it, and I drink it, and I forget I am doing a habit.
Invisible habits.
Invisible habits. Tip number 3. Lower the bar of what counts. 1 glass in the morning counts. 2 glasses in the afternoon counts. A sip because you were thirsty counts. The bar is not 8 glasses. The bar is, did I drink a little more water than yesterday?
A little more than yesterday.
A little more than yesterday. Tip number 4. Do not let the perfect version stop you from the lukewarm version. The 8-step hydration plan is great if you are the kind of person who will do an 8-step plan. Most of us are not. Most of us are the chipped mug person. Be the chipped mug person. It is a great person to be.
Be the chipped mug person.
Be the chipped mug person. Tip number 5. If you are the chart type, be the chart type. I am not. but I respect it. If a spreadsheet makes you happy, the spreadsheet is the right answer. Just do not make the spreadsheet the reason you hate yourself when you miss a day.
A spreadsheet is not a judge.
The spreadsheet is not a judge. Tip number 6. Pair the new habit with something you already do. You do not add a habit. You attach it to an old one. So every time I boil the kettle, I pour water into the green mug. The kettle is the cue. The mug is the action. The water is the win.
The kettle is the cue.
The kettle is the cue. Tip number 7. Give yourself permission to throw things out. In a quiet way, move the 8 water bottles to a different drawer, or give them to a friend, or fill one with pens. The drawer is allowed to be smaller. The drawer does not need to be a museum of good intentions.
The drawer does not need to be a museum.
The drawer does not need to be a museum. Tip number 8. The best water bottle is the one you are using. Not the prettiest one. Not the newest one. Not the one with the straw. The one in your hand right now. Or on your desk. Or by your bed. That is the bottle. That is the whole plan.
The one you are using.
The one you are using. And honestly, Leo, the 8 water bottles are not really about water. They are about the version of ourselves we keep trying to buy our way into. We buy the bottle. We get to be the hydrated person for a moment, and then the bottle goes in the drawer, and we go back to being us. And the trick, maybe, is to let the chipped mug be enough.
Let the chipped mug be enough.
Let the chipped mug be enough. And if there is one thing to take away, it is this. The new thing will not save you. The plan will not save you. The app will not save you. The mug by the kettle might. The water in the mug might. That is the whole philosophy. It is not even a philosophy. It is just a mug.
Just a mug.
Just a mug. And whatever you do, do not buy another water bottle this week. 1 week without buying a new bottle. If you survive the week, you might notice the green mug was there the whole time.
The green mug was there the whole time.
The green mug was there the whole time. And if you find it, pour a glass, drink it slowly, and do not look for a better glass. The water does not care what cup it is in. The water just wants to be drunk. And that, honestly, is the whole thing.
The water just wants to be drunk.
The water just wants to be drunk. That is the most poetic thing I have ever said about hydration. I am putting it on a mug. The chipped green one. The one that is already there. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.